Colby Crowder is deep now for the Texans to take the kickoff of Edgar Martinez. Martinez approaches, and we are underway. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 15-yard line to the 20, 25. And that's Krebs, who's going to be knocked down at the 26-yard line. Hayden Krebs on the return, and that's where the Texan offense will take over.
Well, and I think, from what I understand, I believe we're going to get Hunter Williams back this week from injury. He's been out for a little while. You and I talked about it earlier.
Right.
And so we're going to see kind of what he brings back and some of those explosive plays that he's had so many of in the beginning of the year. It does look like he's in the backfield. Nope, that's Moss Carruthers.
Moss Carruthers will start things off. It looks like JoJo Weeks is going to go under center, which is kind of a surprise, with a pair of tight ends, and now he backs off to the more familiar shotgun formation and back to throw on first down. Screen. Carruthers has it, has a blocker or two. He gets to the 30, stretches it out to the 38-yard line, so a nice little pickup of 6 yards. I give him 7. It'll be second and 3.
Yeah, had several blockers out in front of him and just kind of couldn't just squiggle loose right over here on the near side to us, but still a big gain, obviously, 7 yards on first down.
Texans beat Pearsall in game one of the playoffs last year, 35-7. Again, two tight ends for the Texans. Weeks is under center, and this time he will hand it to Carruthers, who stretches forward near a first down right at the 35-yard line. See where they mark it. Very, very close, but short right at the 35-yard line. Short by about a yard or so. It'll be third down and 1. Just underway from San Antonio. Hope you had a great Veterans Day. We are in Edgewood Veterans Stadium here tonight. Third and 1. Two tight ends again for Wimberley. Carruthers, 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He'll get the handoff. Big hole. 40, 45. Cuts left to the 50. Look out. 40, 30. Far sideline, 20. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Moss Carruthers. 65 yards, and the Texans are on board first.
Man, what a cut right there about the 45-yard line on the left-hand side. Wyatt Mann comes all the way across the field from the near side to the far side. Two guys chasing him and is able to kind of put his body in front of him, and I think one of the defenders actually ended up falling down, but great block by Wyatt Mann to kind of make sure that Moss really didn't have anybody catching from the backside. Big touchdown early for Wimberley.
Curtis Bingle now will come on for the extra point. Stover with the hold. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And 10 minutes and 22 seconds remain in the first quarter. Our score, Wimberley 7, Pearsall nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Back in San Antonio, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Quick start for the Wimberley Texans. They lead it 7-0 on a 65-yard touchdown run as Jack Cole now prepares to kick things off. Kickoff, it's a very, very short one. A fair catch is taken by Pearsall at their own 36-yard line. Looked like Manny Ramos on the fair catch call. Mavericks, first down and 10. Again, their running back, Nathaniel Gandera, with about 1,500 yards this year rushing. So we'll see how the Texans fare against him tonight. shotgun formation for Pearsall. And they're going to run a little reverse to the left side, and Texans able to stop it and snuff it out after a gain of one. That was Justin Munoz on the carry.
Yeah, young man was stuck by Sean Rayburn right there. Good to have him back. Last week he was sidelined. I'm not sure what it was, but he was sidelined. A big play right there.
The quarterback is, well, that was Justin Munoz on the carry. Quarterback is Bubba Cuevas. He has a lot of running, rushing yards here this season. He's going to turn and flip this one left side out to his receiver. That's Oscar Cubrio on the catch, and they're going to have a first down out to the Pearsall 48-yard line.
Yeah, good double stops right there on the near side. And Colby had the Colby Crowder had the outside. Sean had the inside. Just a good stop right there. Tough play to jump on, obviously, early in a game. So Pearsall trying to get the high percentage throw in there early.
Cuevas with a nice throw. That was a good-looking throw there on the little hook pattern. Cuevas now will take the snap and just run it directly up the middle. He's got the 50. Look out. He's got the Wimberley 45. He picks up 9 yards down to the Wimberley 43. Second down and one. Nice job by the Pearsall offensive line on that play. Cuevas now brings the play in from the sideline. He jogs over and got the play and then brought it on the field. He's going to get a lot of mileage tonight. He will turn, fake the handoff, roll left. Pressure, tucks it under and tries to run, but he's going to be sacked. Loss of four back to the 47-yard line, so it'll be third down and five now for the Mavericks.
Yeah, Ben Garza had a chance at him, kind of forced him back inside right there. When you force him back inside, unfortunately, you got those big boys standing right there for the quarterback. Number 79, Luke Snow, just eats him and swallows him right there and throws him to the ground. So big play right there on defense, third and five right here. Got a chance for a stop.
Cuevas again runs over to get the play, and he's back onto the field now. Third down and five. Texans leading it 7-0. Big play here for the Texans defense. Cuevas will roll right, gets a block, looking, now running out of running room. Jake Cockerham has him. Loss of five.
Man, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon coming out of there, hitting the hole on the left-hand side. Cockerham just really turned it into a gear and took him down.
So Pearsall will be forced to punt on their first drive of the night. It's going to be Matthew Gonzalez deep to punt the ball away. Colby Crowder deep to receive for the Texans. Standing at about his 20-yard line. Gonzalez gets the punt away. Left-footed punter bounces, and now Crowder is going to watch it bounce. He wants to pick it up, but he's surrounded by Mavericks. Probably not a good decision there by Crowder to let it bounce, because that sucker bounced about 15 yards, and it'll be placed down all the way back at the Wimberley 6-yard line.
Yeah, those are tough to read. I mean, obviously, he in the air, the kick only went about probably 30 yards, 25, 30 yards, and it ended up obviously getting a good roll. Colby looked like he wanted to pick it up about two or three times and just decided, you know what, probably better that I don't, and we'll take the ball and hopefully we get another big run right here. We got Moss Carruthers still in the backfield, so.
First down and 10 now. Also, Cockerham is in the background backfield, and it'll be Cockerham with a handoff to the 10 off right tackle. Jake, typical tough running, picks up 8 yards out to the 14.
Man, that young man is tough as nails. He puts his nose up there and just goes with it. Him and Moss in the backfield, I don't know if there's two tougher kids on this team that just they want to run the ball, and they're going to run hard north and south.
And again, Hunter Williams should be eligible to play here tonight, but the Texans offense moving so well, he may get to rest even more. Second down and two now for the Texans. At their own 14, he'll give it to Carruthers, and he runs into a buzzsaw right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and two. Tackle made by Saul Rodriguez. One-on-one tackle.
Yeah, good tackle, good wrap-up, and ended up getting him to the ground and really kind of piled him down to the ground right there. Moss, a pretty strong kid, so good play by the Pearsall defender there.
6:15 left to play in the first quarter. Again, Wimberley leads it 7-0 in this bi-district playoff game. Weeks again in the shotgun. Third down and two. Takes the snap, gives it to Cockerham up the middle. He's got the first down, and then he's wiped out, but not before he picked up 4 yards to the 18-yard line. So move the chains for the Texans.
And once again, good north-south running by Jake right there. I mean, just sticking his nose right up in there and getting the extra yardage that he needed for the first down. So good job by that young man.
We played half the first quarter with, dare I say, no flags. So I shouldn't even bring it up.
Oh, don't say that.
I know. But it's kind of nice. First down and 10 at the 18-yard line.
I don't believe. Has Wimberly had a passing play? We had the screen pass.
Screen pass. Haven't had to. Weeks now will go under center. Three wides. Back to throw. Straight drop back. Looking deep. Looking right side. He's got man at the 50. Foot race to the 40. 30. 20. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown. No flags. How about that? 82 yards.
Man, what a great play. They had zone defense on the close side over here. Cornerback caught the short route there, and safety just late getting over the top of him. Wyatt catches him and zigzags his way all the way to the end zone.
82-yard touchdown for the Texans. They scored earlier on a 65-yard touchdown run, and now Curtis Bingle is back on to try to make it a 14-2 game. Cade Stover, the holder. Snap, hold, and kick. And it is good. 5:18 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Texans 14, Pearsall nothing. You're listening to Texan football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberly Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberly. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
We are the UIL.
From the coaches
to the players to the educators.
We've been in your shoes.
Extracurricular activities are essential to the development of our youth.
From proposed rule changes
to the relaxation of transfer rules,
we keep it fair.
New academic contests. We hear you loud and clear.
New events are music to our ears.
We just added film. That's a wrap.
Educational activities help young people become productive citizens.
From staph infections to steroid use.
To cardiac and concussions.
Health and safety is a priority.
Heat, heart, and health history.
From heat-related illness to head injuries to heart-related issues to the medical history of students.
Your well-being is our priority because we are the UIL.
We are the UIL.
We are the UIL.
We are the UIL.
Wimberly 14 and Pearsall nothing. Mavericks return the ball to the 31-yard line, but we've had our first flag of the night. There we go. The official sort of signaled holding, and then he forgot to turn on his microphone, and then he turned the microphone on and then forgot to signal. So whatever the case is, Pearsall is at their own 20-yard line after the holding call following the kickoff return. So there you go. First down and 10 for the Mavericks. Turn, and the give is up the middle for a gain of one. Looked like Oscar Kubriel on the carry. Second down and 9. I guess if Doug Warren had to draw things up, he'd kind of like how this one started out, Jared.
I think he'd have to right now. Obviously, you got two big plays and up 14 to nothing. No penalties against your team right now. Looking and playing really clean football.
Second down and 9 now for the Mavericks. Cuevas in the shotgun formation. He'll roll left. He's in trouble. But he scrambles away and is able to stretch it out to about the 25-yard line, a gain of 4. It'll be third down and 5. Cuevas stays at the sideline to get the play from the coach. Third down and 5. Mavericks with the football. Texans lead it 14-0. Shotgun formation. Cuevas has it moving up the field. He'll have the first down and more to the 30, 35. Steps out of bounds near the 40-yard line. First down and 10 now for the Mavericks. Ball placed at the 40. Mavericks have picked up three or four first downs here on their first drive. First down and 10 now. Cuevas again with the shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Fumble. Ball's rolling around now. See if the Texans have it. Texans say they've got it at the 36-yard line. No indication yet, and it looks like the officials are going to say Pearsall has it. Texans are jumping up and down, and their defense has already started moving off the field, but they are giving it to Pearsall. So Pearsall evidently recovered it. Official now is going to take an official's timeout and go to Doug Warren on the far sideline.
Yeah, I think Coach Warren probably wants a little bit of an explanation on how my guy ends up with the ball, but yet at the same time we don't we don't get the ball. So you're right, though. I mean, just really a botched play right there by the quarterback and the running back running in together, and ball goes on the ground. Looked like Ben Garza probably had a chance at it, so they're saying obviously he didn't come up with it, though.
Second down and 14. Now for Pearsall, the ball is back now at their own 36-yard line. Cuevas has it now and will roll right. Throws it out into the left flat. It's picked off. Picked off by the Texans. They'll give it this one to the Texans as the interception is made by Samuel Valadez. So Texans now have it at the Pearsall 42-yard line.
Man, what a great play. Really comes off the side, kind of goes over the top of him a little bit and just takes the ball away from him. So what didn't get the ball last time, obviously on the fumble recovery, but Samuel says, you know what, I'll just go back and get it this time and we'll take it.
The official now, again, mentioned what the penalty was, but didn't give the signal. So, at any rate, it was against Pearsall, though, and declined by Wimberly. Texans will take over, already leading at 14-0. Now they have it at the Pearsall 41-yard line. Cockerham in the backfield with JoJo Weeks once again. Step to his right. Weeks has it. He's going to take it and just run. No, that's not Weeks. That's Krebs who took the snap. And he is able to get it down close to a first down. Kind of a wildcat play, I guess, there, Jared.
Yeah, he took the direct snap and just came around the corner on the right-hand side. Looks like it could have been a horse collar right there possibly, but ended up still getting quite a few yards out of the play here.
9-yard gain as they put it down at the Pearsall 32-yard line. Second down and one. 2:49 left to play in the first quarter. Wimberly leading at 14-0 after a couple of big plays, and they're on the march again. Now Weeks is back in the game with Cockerham to his left. He's looking left to throw. Left side, Crowder. 25, breaks the tackle, 20, at the 10, spin move at the 10, and down near the 5-yard line is Colby Crowder, first and goal for the Texans.
Man, what a play right there, making several people miss, spinning out of it, and it looked like he may have a chance to take it, but holy moly, what a good play.
Spotting it down at the Pearsall 6-yard line. Texans knocking on the door again. Moss Carruthers on the early touchdown, followed by a Wyatt Mann touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks. See if the Texans can punch this in as well. Weeks, shotgun to Cockerham, 5, and he's into the end zone. Jake Cockerham, a 6-yard touchdown.
Yeah, what a great power play right there. Good blocking up front on the right side. And Jake, you know, really wasn't touched till he was about a yard deep in the end zone.
6-yard touchdown by Jake Cockerham. Good grief, it's 20-0, and we're still in the first quarter. Curtis Bingle now lines up for his third extra point try of the night. Kick is up, kick is good. 2:09 left to play in the first quarter. Texans 21, Pearsall nothing. You're listening to Wimberly Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberly Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberly at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberly Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the Square in Wimberly, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
Jack Cole kicking things off for Wimberly. Everybody on top of their job here tonight at the stadium at Edgewood. Here's the kickoff taken at the 23-yard line to the 25-30. And out to the 30-yard line is Oscar Kubriel. First down and 10 for Pearsall. Pearsall's got to be reeling here, to say the very least, Jared. 21-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah, you know, that you can watch as much film as you want, but until you see the real thing, Texans have come out to play ball tonight and really just, you know, pounding the ball on the ground, a couple big pass plays, but, you know, they're everything they expect. I would imagine Pearsall expected them to be in a little bit more tonight.
Bubba Cuevas now, the quarterback, he's got a task on his hands with his team trailing 21-0 already. Shotgun. Turn and the give to the running back. Looking to go outside. Look out. 35-40. 45-50. 40. 30. And finally brought out of bounds near the 20-yard line is the running back, Justin Munoz. Nice run.
Yeah, good run right there. Good block by the receiver here on the near side, too. And keeping the wide receiver from tackling him. Ended up getting him about another 15, 20 yards. So, big dynamic play right there by the Pearsall.
Into the red zone at the 19-yard line. First down and 10 now for the Mavericks. As they line things up again from the shotgun formation, Cuevas going to keep it himself. Goes off right tackle and is able to push his way down to the 16-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3. It'll be second down and 7. .134 left to play in the first quarter. Again, Texans and Pearsall tonight from San Antonio. First round of the high school football players in playoffs. And they've ball game has started pretty good for the Texans, to say the very least. Second down and 7 now. Give up the middle. That looked like Munoz again, and he's upended near the 15-yard line. Give him a yard's gain. It'll be 3rd and 6.
Yeah, he got upended there by Davin Masur and Jake Cockerham both. I think one was on the right leg, one was on the left leg, and they just lifted him up and threw him down.
3rd down and 6 now for Pearsall. I would assume, Jared, they're in 4-down territory against the Texans already trailing 21-0, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, with 45 seconds left in the first quarter, down 21-0. Unless you got just an unbelievable field goal kicker that's guaranteed to make it, I think you're going 4th down territory right here.
Cuevas now shotgun is going to look it over to his coach, and I think they may take a timeout here. Yeah, they're going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, Wimberly 21, Pearsall nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberly, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Third down and six now for the Mavericks at the Texans' 15-yard line. Cuevas back to throw, looking left, throwing left into the end zone, jump ball, and knocked away by Cade Stover in a one-on-one battle with Quade Embry. Incomplete, and it'll be fourth down and six now. Fourth down, and they are, in fact, going to go ahead and try to get the three-pointer here. The kicker, Edgar Melendez, steps on to attempt a 32-yarder right in the middle of the field. So we'll see if Pearsall can get on the board. Right-footed, soccer style. Here's the kick. It's up. Plenty of leg, and it is no good. Looked like he hooked it left. 20 seconds left to play in the first quarter. He just kind of missed that, didn't he, Jared?
Yeah, it just looked like he pulled it. Like you said, plenty of distance.
Yep.
Had good leg to it, just missed it to the left.
So Texans will take over. 20 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Doug Warren's team leading it 21 to nothing. Texans with another big break, and you got to believe that Jeff Sanford is wondering what's going on, you know?
I can only imagine, yeah, thinking, hey, it's...
Probably feels like a dump truck hit him.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Weeks now with a shotgun, and they're going to flip it left side. Flips it left side to the 20. 25, 30, look out, it's Krebs to the 40. Out of bounds near the 50-yard line is Krebs. And that'll be another big play for the Texans and another first down. So move the chains to the 40-yard line. Don't check it. They're going to put it out near the, say that he stepped out of bounds at the 46-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Wimberly. JoJo Weeks now with the shotgun formation. Trying to see, is that Kipris in the backfield with him? Yep, but they're going to run the reverse to Stover. He's got the 50, and he's got a nice gain of 6 yards down to the Pearsall 48-yard line, and that will be the end of the first quarter. What a first quarter it was for the Texans, our score. Wimberly 21, Pearsall nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Mike Coble at Premier Residential Mortgage. Professionals offering new home financing and refinancing of mortgages for residents in the Texas Hill Country. Online at teamcoble.com. Mike Coble is a licensed residential mortgage loan originator with Premier Residential Mortgage. NMLS number 216200. Premier is sponsored by NTFN Inc. NMLS number 75333. And is an equal housing lender.
Support for Wimberly Texan football comes from the Wimberly View newspaper, covering all Wimberly Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit wimberlyview.com or call 512-858-4163.